Can't stop this thing we started.
No.
It's a problem. It's Claire, Shane and Kimbo. Next to Lakeside Joondalup up 17 to 8. Shano, welcome back.
Thanks, mate. A lot of people have been asking how my trip was in Sydney.
How was your trip in Sydney?
After he tells you he was only there for 12 hours.
I was only there. It was less than a 24-hour spend. So what I did was I took my, because I bought some matching luggage. And I've only had to use the little one.
Really? Can you claim it on tax?
Yeah, but I used to use the little one with the wheels.
Well, I hope it matched with your outfit at least.
Well, I took all I had because I was less than 24 hours there. Mm. I took a pair of shoes, pants, me smalls.
Is this going somewhere?
My Ventolin.
Sanity.
So there's bugger all in the suitcase, yeah. And hence when I'm leaving in the following day, there's nothing to pack.
Oh, travelling alone is easy peasy,
right? Nothing to pack. Yeah. Then I get to Triple M to do the broadcast back to here, and I realise I've left my iPad charger in the hotel room.
You fool.
I think that probably iPhone chargers have got to be the most left behind item in a hotel
room. My iPad charger.
iPad charger.
I bought the iPhone charger, but the iPad charger is a different one, of course.
There's a very happy cleaner at that hotel.
But this happened. A lot, and we've got online Brad Woods, who's the CEO of the AHA of the WA.
G'day. Hey, Bradley.
Brad, why don't you tell us who you work for?
CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, I think that'd be. How are you, Bradley?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Has this happened a lot? People are foolish like Shane and just leave stuff in the room.
You'd be surprised how forgetful people are, and they leave more than a charger behind, too, sometimes.
What have you got as a list of things like
big... Oh, look. Some of the obvious ones, you know, hair straighteners.
Yeah.
I think Kimber would relate to that, maybe. Clothes, shoes, lingerie that's lost under the sheets.
Yeah, I think that would be a big one because you don't really check in the bed. You just kind of grab your suitcase and go.
No, some people take their own pillows when they travel because they like the shape of their pillow. Mm. But sometimes they leave them behind.
Oh, that's tragic.
And it's not easy to shove a pillow in an envelope to mail it back to someone either.
It's worth more than the pillow, the postage.
Brad, how hard do people really try to get their stuff back? Because sometimes it could not be very important to you, and it's probably quite stupid, but they really can't go without it, and they want it sent.
Teddy bears are a good example. Someone's favourite teddy bear.
Right.
And it's not just kids that leave them behind either.
Oh, that's interesting.
What about inflatable things?
Well,
Brad's speechless.
Well, they're easy to send, aren't they, Brad? You just deflate those and pop them in an envelope.
Or take them home.
Well, look, we did have one situation where someone left a prosthetic leg behind. Now, you
don't
know
how they could do that. Well, it turned out this person had two, and they left one of them behind in a special case. And it's things like that that obviously are really important to people, and you've got to express them over. But the obvious ones like toothbrushes and razors and that
sunglasses,
sort of thing.
Sunglasses, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, people sometimes go, I don't worry about it. Books they like to get back. Mm. Chargers, toiletry bags, sometimes a whole bag in a suitcase. It just depends on the individual. But, you know, the ones that usually get left behind and they don't worry about are sometimes like the old shoes or the toothbrushes, and they're just sort of surplus, I suppose.
The old girlfriend.
Although people say they don't worry about it, but Claire's left his sunglasses in a hotel room and he thinks the maid is walking around with them and he's never forgotten
it. The Western Times Square. I'm not happy.
And their script prescription too, so she's probably walking into furniture.
She's banging into everything there in Rockefeller Center.
Absolutely. And it's not just the things people leave behind, but it's sometimes the things they accidentally take with them as well that don't belong to them, things that are attached to the hotel room, and that becomes a little bit more uncomfortable.
What do you mean? Like someone's walked out with a TV?
Or bedheads? Or what's going on, Brad?
Well, linen.
Yeah.
The iron.
Oh, it's pretty hard to get those hotel
sheets. The iron!
Sheets,
that's a great idea.
No, it's not. That's a terrible idea.
Toilet seats.
Oh, no.
Oh, please.
No, why would anybody need that?
Brad.
I have no idea. Shower taps, shower roses, things like that. Artwork. Things hanging on the wall. I mean, unless it's screwed down. The good thing these days is, okay, plasma TVs. Now, who would take a plasma TV?
Yeah.
It has happened. In fact, even beyond that, there was a story not long ago in a Las Vegas hotel room. An entire room's carpet was removed.
Just because it was free.
Well, that makes me wonder that something terrible happened in the hotel and they were covering up a crime.
Yes.
Well, my little shampoo bottles mean nothing there.
That's right.
But Brad, It's going to cost, you guys would charge full price, I think, if you left a plasma TV. If I took that, I think you'd charge my credit card more than what it was worth.
I think you'd pay well over odds for that plasma TV than you would at a retail store.
I think so.
But it's gone beyond that now, where hotels actually put tracking devices in some of the more expensive items.
So they should.
You know, they're obviously too expensive to leave behind, and sometimes the credit card doesn't cover it in full. But technology's caught up with us in that sense, and so there's a bit more security. One other funny one was an entire mini bar fridge disappearing, not just the contents, but the actual bar fridge.
In someone's small luggage, well done. Hey, thanks, yeah. Brad. Thanks for sharing with us today.
You're welcome, guys. See ya.
WA CEO of the AHA Hotels Association here in Australia, Brad Woods, joining us at 11 to 8. Sometime before 9 o'clock, we'll get these calls on air, and we're talking about the things that you've left behind or you've lost. Now, you're thinking about what you left in your room. Did you get your charger back? Have you applied to get it back?
No, well...
Not going to bother? I'll just get a new one.
Yeah, I'll just buy a new one.
We've got a caller of the day price too, which is tickets to the 2014 Virgin Australia International Rules Game here in Perth, where Australia takes on Ireland, Saturday 22nd of November at Paterson Stadium. Tickets are available at ticketmaster.com.au.
What you leave in your hotel? 13 33 53 11 to 8. Some traffic this morning. Captain Paul.